السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is the name of Allah Al-Basit. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, the Most Compassionate, who has guided us to His way, so we can realize who we truly are, and what it really means to be human, who is endowed upon us from His Basit, from His being Basit, the one who gives bounties that are innumerous, and has given us that which we could ask and that which we could not ask for. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the one, the utterly unique, having no partners in His oneness, the master of all the true, the one who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and His messenger. O Allah, send Your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself, with an awful consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. And fear Allah, in whom you truly believe, in whom you are believers. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you who believe. As we've been discussing in some of the last khutbas, discussing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Himself by many beautiful names. And from this beautiful name, today's khutbah is about one of His names, Al-Basit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us about Himself and this name by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who possesses the heavens and the earth. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allahu al-Khaliq al-Razik al-Qabid al-Basit," that Allah is the Creator, the Provider of provision, al-Qabid, the one who constricts, and al-Basit, the one who expands. So Allah subhanahu wa taala tells us to this effect, "Walillahi khazainu al-samawati wal-ard," that to Allah belong all the depositories, all the treasures of the heavens and the earth. And how can it not belong to Him, when He is the one who possesses it all? And when He is, as we know that He is the one who's possessing it all, then we should see that He is consistently giving from His bounty and generosity. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in response to those who think otherwise, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Rather, both His hands are extended. And so this is a similitude to basically say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity cannot be limited. And how can we ever hope to limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity when He is in possession of everything that exists? Rather, we would say He's in possession of existence itself. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. That to Allah belongs the keys of the heavens and the earth, and He extends the provision for whom He wills, and He restricts it from whom He wills, because He is of all things knowing. And so this capacity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to extend when He is basit is basically His manifesting Himself as the one who provides. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Do they not see that Allah extends the provision for whom He wills and restricts it? This act of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continually extending provision, this is His tajalli, this is His manifestation with the name Al-Basit. Now when we see this, we can often think of just our restricted lives, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and at other times how He can restrict us. But if we were to just lift our gaze upon our limited horizons, then we would see His bestowal is mabsutatan, is consistently being given. He's consistently giving from the good, and what may appear otherwise to be the good is also His giving. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, by constantly pointing us, to look at the signs around us that indicate that this, his sifa, his giving, is a constant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi yursilu ar-riyaha fatuthiru sahaba فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وَيَجْعَلَهُ كِسَفًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah who sends the winds. It is He who stirs the clouds and spreads them in the sky howsoever He wills. And it is He who makes them into fragments until you see, فَإِذَا أَصَابَ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْسْتَبِشِرُونَ. Until you see that He causes the rain to emerge therefrom, and He causes that to fall upon whomsoever He wills of His servants. He said, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, and you see them rejoicing. In other words, the simple act of, or not simple as the case may be, of just rain, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala originating the sky and the earth, of the wind. Every single great blessing presupposes a supposed small blessing, and so when we reflect on this, we see that He's constantly giving us. And what could be more than giving us existence itself? Ijad and Imdad, that we exist through Him and continually exist from Him, and this existence is nothing we deserve. This existence is His pure grace, His pure beneficence upon us. And so from His name, Al-Basit, is simple things like the earth itself that we walk upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. And Allah is the one who's made the earth for you a bisata, a place to walk. لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا, so that you may follow thereon, سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا, roads of passage. So just having pathways to walk, just having feet with which to walk, just having firm land. Imagine if we were shipwrecked today and we wouldn't have the simple ability to grasp earth, to feel our feet on something solid, that we would be floating, and we wouldn't have this peace that we can walk. Simple things that often we don't take for granted until, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us, often a person only recognizes blessings in their loss. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recognize the blessings while we still partake of them, while we're still being given them from His name Al-Basit, freely and undeserved. And so how do we best avail? How do we best ready ourselves so that we can get these blessings upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us? And in this regards, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to the way of taqwa. He said, "Man ahabba an yubsata lahu fi rizqi." He said, "Whomsoever wishes that they should be given in their risk, wa yunsa'a lahu fi ajlih, and is to be given a prolongation in his life, falyattaqillah." Then he should have a consciousness of Allah, a taqwa of Allah. And so taqwa is something we've spoken about in previous khutbas, the ultimate determination to follow the awamir of Allah, that which Allah has ordered us to do, and to abstain from that which He has prohibited us from, that because everything He's ordered us to do is for our benefit, for our soul's benefit. It brings the life to our soul, and everything that is otherwise is that which is to the soul's detriment. Another way to bring about the giving, or to encourage Allah's the name Al-Basit, and to bring about the bust, the provision in our lives, is to constantly turn to Allah with istighfar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah azza wa jal yabsutu yadahu bil layli liyatuba musi'a an-nahar." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most exalted and glorious, stretches out His hands, once again a metaphor of His giving, during the night, so that the people may repent for the faults committed from dawn till dusk. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَاهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءَ اللَّيْلِ. And He does so during the night, so that people repent for the fault committed from the dawn to dusk. And He stretches out His hands during the day, so that people may repent for the faults committed from dusk to dawn. So at both times, the that which opens up the barakah is the istighfar. Another way of opening us up, opening our hearts up, and readying ourselves for the barakah of Allah's rizq being expanded in our lives, is honoring our parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahabba an yumadda lahu fi umrihi wa an yuzada lahu fi rizqihi fal yabarra walidayhi." That the person who wants or loves that his his life be prolonged and he be given an increase in his rizq, then may he honor his parents. Elsewhere, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sarrahu an yubsata lahu fi rizqih wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharih falyasil rahima." That he who is desirous that his means of sustenance be expanded or his lifetime be lengthened, let him see to joining the ties of kinship. So that it extends even beyond our families. Just being on our immediate parents, just being family people, just honoring these ties that we have. Another way of bringing about risk, the expansion of risk in our lives, is by us not being tyrants, us not being oppressive. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is meant to have reported to have said, is Allah about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that yabsutu yadayhi tabarak wa ta'ala yaqul. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessed and exalted, stretches his hands and says, man yuqridu ghayra adumin wala zalumin. He said, who will lend to one who is neither indigent nor tyrant? In other words, the one who gets is the one who is not engaging in these things, nor tyrannical behavior, not oppressing others. Right? And another place, he's meant to have narrated, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ رَازِقِينَ. Say, indeed my Lord extends provisions, the Quran, indeed my Lord extends provision for whom he wills of his servants and restricts it, but whatsoever thing you expend in his course, he will compensate and he is the best of providers. So in other words, giving charity, كَمَا يُدِينُ تُدَانَ. Right, or we say hal jazaa'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. Giving charity brings about reciprocity. So when you give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you da'af, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of what you've given, so that increases your risk. Another thing is us making dua to Allah itself. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to give, he loves to be asked. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in Allah yastahi an yabsuta ilayhi abduhu yadayhi yas'aluhu bihima khayra fayruddahuma خائبتين. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shy that his servant extends his hands towards him and asks for him that which is good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns him or empty handed. In other words, this is another way of just asking for risk, is a way of expanding our risk, and especially in the last third of the night. There's a sahih hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in terms of his qubuliyah, his acceptance, that last third of the night. And then he calls out at that time, and he said, he says, who is that that wants, who is that says, and then it says, ala abdun yas'aluni fa'utiyah. He said, is there not a slave who asks from me that I may give him? Hatta yasta'a al-fajr, until the time of fajr. And so these are mubarak times, the times of tahajjud, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for risk. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bestow upon us from his vast bounty and generosity, for his depositories are never finished, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of great bounty. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may make us amongst those who are devoutly obedient to him, to enable us to be in obedience and service to the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.